Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic coming up to Lag BaOmer, the topic of the Upshurin, or also called in Israel the Chalaka, which is waiting 3 years until a baby boy hits the age of three and then giving the haircut at that point. Many try to do it in conjunction with the holiday of Lag BaOmer. So the quasi-source for this minhag is based on a pasuk in Kedoshim. It says as follows, that when you get to the land of Israel, it's in Vayikra, Perek Yotes, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, and also Chaf Dalet. When you come to the land of Israel and you plant a tree, a fruit tree, Varaltam Arlaso, as Piriya Shaloshanim, you should not use it. You should leave the fruits. Don't use those fruits for 3 years. And in the fourth year, it says, Kol Piriya Kodesh Ilulam LaHashem. In the fourth year, that is when the fruits are holy, and it should be a halal, a praise to Hashem. So there's a medrash tanchuma on this pasuk that says as follows. Makes a drasha, so we'll go through it. In etatem kol eitz machal, when you plant a fruit tree, varalta marloso aspirio, and you should leave the fruits, don't eat them. This, says the medrash tanchuma, this concept of orla, leaving that tree fallow, not eating the fruit for 3 years, is a remez to a young child, a baby boy, 3 years, shalosh anim yelachem arelim, leave him arel. What does that mean, arel? Shein yachol lo lasiach v'lo ledaber. He's not able to have a conversation, not able to speak. 3 years, a child is just learning to be a conversationalist, so that's 3 years, doesn't really have a strong ability to communicate. And in the fourth year, ubashana haravis yakopira yakodesh, in the fourth year, starting from the when he hits three, the birthday of three, so that's going into the fourth year, all of his fruits should be holy. What does that mean? That's the time that his father sanctifies that child. Makdisha la Torah. We are going to start teaching Torah at that point, and that will be Hilulim la Hashem. What does that mean? Hilulim la Hashem. From the time that he is able to be mahalo, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see here the concept based on this medrash, the comparison of a young baby boy to a tree. Leave the tree fallow. Don't eat the fruits 3 years. So to that baby, the boy, we're not going to be teaching him Torah. We're not going to be apparently doing mitzvahs until he has the ability, starting when he hits 3 years of age. So after 3 years, starting of the fourth year. So there are those who bring this as the source for not giving the baby a haircut for 3 years, and when the child hits third year birthday, which is starting the fourth year, we start to educate him on mitzvahs. What mitzvahs do we start educating? What's the connection to leaving the hair to grow out? So we'll see that shortly. The Tshuvas Aruga Sabosim says that there's a minig of Hasidim Vanshei Maisa, Bahashos Tiklachas B'neim Aktanim Ad L'Gil Shaloshanim. They wait until the child is 3 years. Don't cut any of the hair. And they wait until three, and min ha-gam torahu, that is a Torah-based minhag. How does he say that? Because there's a smach, there's a connection. They rely on this medrash that we just cited before, 3 years, don't give a haircut. Fourth year, when the child is able to communicate, that is kodesh, that is when we start to be mechanech, to educate him on the mitzvahs, and accordingly, by growing the hair out and cutting it at that point, we are showing him the mitzvah of Heyas. We are creating the Heyas on his head. So that is the time that we're mechanech. We're educating the child as it comes to mitzvahs. Not only Heyas, but other mitzvahs as well. And it starts at that point because now they are able to start understanding the concept of the mitzvahs. The Zohar says as follows, that if you look, what's the concept of 3 years? Yira ki ashala shanim arishanos haaretz titen koach chitzonim sheba. For the first 3 years, the ground throws off not kedusha. They're not fruits that have kedusha in them. Maybe the opposite, actually, tuma. It's only in the fourth year that it gives off of the kedusha. That is when we have kodesh hilulim the Hashem. So in fact, there are those who have said that when we have this, what's called, and we'll explain the word in Hebrew, chalaka, upshurin in Yiddish, chalaka is what is referred to in Israel. What is that from? We'll see shortly. There are those who are of the view that this is actually considered a Suda's mitzvah. When you have the Suda, when you celebrate that birthday, so the Shari Tshuva says that it is a simcha. This is the minhag in Eretz Yisrael, that we make a simcha, the day that the child, the baby boy, has his first haircut, because we are mechanech him, we're educating him about mitzvahs, in particular to have peah on his head. So that is the concept, and it is a celebration, it's a simcha. The Tshuva's Maharam Brisk brings, in the name of the Stechemed, who quotes a number of Chachmei Kedem, earlier halachic sources, that the minhag in Yerushalayim is to make a simcha on the day of the upshuring, the day of the first haircut. It's like the simcha. He goes as far as this is pretty amazing. It's like the simcha that we make. It's like the suda that we make at a bris milah. He says that's the same concept to the two of them. Just like at a bris, we have a suuda. We are being mechanech that child with a bris milah. So too, now at 3 years old, this child, we are being mechanech him for other mitzvahs as well. And we see the close connection and the status, the suit of a bris is a very important thing. He's equating the two. That's very powerful. And then Shuvash Pu'ula Sadiq says that the su'uda and the dancing that we do on the day that the child gets his first haircut, it's a su'udas mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to participate. It's a mitzvah to have that su'uda. And he continues, Demashim Galech Adam et Atzmo Ve'inu Melech Galech Es Peos. So this concept that you're giving a haircut, but you're not cutting the peyas, you're leaving the keyas, that is effectively being mekayim a mitzvah. So there we have it, just to explain the name of Chalaka quickly, and then we will, Mir Tashem, continue next time as to when is the exact time we should be having this haircut. Is it really at 3 years? Can it be sooner? Does it have to be later? The Sefer Tamei on Hamein Hagim explains, what's the word Chalaka? Why is that the word that is used for the first haircut? So he says it's similar to the word that Yaakov Avinu, in explaining to his mother, how can he go to Yitzchak, pretending that he's Esav, he is not a hairy person, he is not hirsute, but rather he is smooth. Anochi ish chalak. But my father Yitzchak is going to figure this out, because I am smooth, I'm not hairy. So we see there the word chalak is referring to hair, and accordingly it is called a chalaka based on that. And there's another explanation, the Sefer Keser Shem Tov, that says in a different language, Lashon Arab, chalaka is the word for a tisport. It is the word for a haircut. So there we have it. That is our introduction to the concept of the chalaka in Yonah D'Yoma as we come up to Lag BaOmer. Have a wonderful day.